Ever feel like time slips through your fingers like sand? You wake up, you blink, and suddenly it's dinner time. Your to-do list seems endless, and the weight of everything you should be doing presses down on you. It's easy to get caught in a whirlwind of busyness, constantly reacting instead of proactively shaping your day. But what if I told you there's a way to reclaim your time? What if you could step out of that frantic dance and into a place of calm focus, where productivity flows naturally? Today, we're diving deep into the art of managing your time more effectively. This isn't about cramming more tasks into an already overflowing day. It's about creating space for what truly matters, prioritizing with intention, and finding that sweet spot where effort meets reward. Think of it as a gentle shift in perspective, a way to see time not as a relentless enemy but as a valuable resource to be cultivated. We often fall into the trap of thinking, more time is the solution. We wish for those extra hours, imagining they would magically solve everything. But what if the key isn't about having more time, but using the time we have with greater awareness and intention? What if we learn to identify the time wasters, the distractions that subtly drain our energy and pull us away from our goals? Imagine this, you wake up feeling centered and clear. You take a moment to breathe, to ground yourself in the present, and set your intentions for the day. Instead of reacting to emails and notifications, you proactively create a schedule that aligns with your priorities. You carve out dedicated blocks of time for deep work, for creative brainstorming, for connecting with loved ones. And throughout the day, you remain mindful of how you're spending your energy, making conscious choices about where to focus your attention. This isn't about rigid schedules or unrealistic expectations. It's about creating a framework that supports your well-being and allows you to flow through your day with greater ease and purpose. Ready to cultivate this sense of mindful time management? Let's break it down into practical steps. First, identify your peak energy times. When do you feel most alert, most focused, most creative? Schedule your most demanding tasks for those hours when your natural energy is flowing. Second, learn to say no with grace. It's okay to decline requests that don't align with your priorities or that drain your time and energy without bringing genuine value. Third, embrace the power of breaks. Step away from your work regularly to recharge. Take a walk, listen to music, meditate, or simply close your eyes for a few moments of stillness. These brief pauses can significantly boost your focus and creativity when you return to your tasks. Fourth, minimize distractions. Turn off notifications, silence your phone, and create a dedicated workspace free from clutter and interruptions. When you consciously choose to limit distractions, you allow yourself to fully immerse in the present moment and achieve a state of flow. Fifth, practice gratitude for the time you have. Recognize that each moment is a precious gift. Instead of focusing on what you haven't accomplished, celebrate your progress, big or small. Now, let's take a few moments together to embody this sense of mindful time management. Close your eyes and imagine yourself stepping into a tranquil space. Perhaps it's a sun-drenched garden or a quiet forest clearing. Feel the gentle breeze on your skin, the warmth of the sun on your face. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs with fresh air, and exhale slowly, releasing any tension or stress. With each inhale, visualize yourself becoming more grounded, more centered, more focused. As you exhale, let go of any thoughts that are pulling you away from the present moment. Feel the calmness washing over you, a sense of clarity and purpose emerging within. You are in control of your time, your energy, your focus. You have the power to create a day filled with intention, meaning, and accomplishment. When you open your eyes, carry this feeling of groundedness and clarity with you. Remember that managing your time effectively is not about doing more. It's about doing what matters most with mindful awareness and heartfelt intention. Go forth and own your time. You've got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.